Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Other side of the glass is Dan Plucker, the executive producer of this very fine show. Do not forget that coming up here at about 5:35 or so, you'll hear from Matt LaFleur and you'll hear from Aaron Jones. Both spoke earlier today, and you'll hear from both guys. The Green Bay Packers coming up at 5:35. Don't want to go anywhere for that. Right now, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Top three topics of the day. The right lane, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers versus Lions game? We have not done curious yet. We always say that till the 5 o'clock hour, so we'll do that. The left lane are Giannis' awards because he won the MVP today. So he's back-to-back MVP, and he won the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year award in the same year. The only other two players to ever do that is Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon. Are Giannis' awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs and the return lane? How can Aaron Rodgers maintain his offensive numbers from week one throughout the rest of the season, knowing there will be adjustments made by the defense? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Leroy, we'll start with you first. Confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers going into this game against the Lions on Sunday at noon.
Well, I'm concerned about Adrian Peterson doing what he's always done if you give him a lane. And Marvin Jones Jr., oh, my goodness. This guy just has some of his big games against the Packers. We never got to curious. I want to get to that real quick because I'm curious to know how they do the offensive line, because I would let Billy Turner go back to right guard and let Wagner, who I thought played okay, let him be your starting left tackle against his former team. I don't think I'd necessarily like putting Lucas Patrick, who left the game in Minnesota. He practiced, so I guess he's fine now. Let him go at guard and put Billy Turner at right tackle somewhere he hasn't played this year. That's just like breaking something just to fix it. I mean, put Turner back at guard, you know that's fixed, and now you can let, you know, I mean, I guess they can do whatever they want, but we had Ryan Wood on, and it's kind of a head scratcher because it's kind of hard to figure out what they're going to do. But just like when they put in the Chris Barnes kid, they're like, where did he come from, Gary? I was like, 51 making plays. So it's going to be some surprises, but I am concerned about the offensive line because Trey Flowers and their group, they love to get after the quarterback. They have nothing to lose. So you could just see them just blitzing and just doing all these exotic things and try to confuse, you know, everybody. But Davante Adams going to break the record, okay? I'm confident of that. He going to get 15 catches. So that'll be 22 targets, probably. But I remember back a few years back when he was just a young pup. Against Detroit, he had 20 targets. He dropped a lot of them. Because he had the best matchup. You know, back when you play with Jordy and these guys, they get all the top guy, the Darius Slade types. Your third and fourth corner was covering him, and they just couldn't get him the ball. So, but he'll break that record at home. No Lambeau Leap, which is disappointing. No fans. But again, it's different for every fan in the world when they say no fans. For all these teams, okay, all these sports, you don't see fans. It's different for the Packers because these fans, close your ears, Steve, these fans are owners. And they have stock certificates. They have invested in the team. In 1919, the folks say, no, we're going to keep our team. We're not giving away. No, we're going to keep our team. So they kept it all the way over 100 years. So you appreciate that. So I feel the pain of some of the, and I also feel the economy, because you have thousands of people in the city, this small city of 96,094 people, and you got all these people in town for the game, you won't have that. Now, we also think that it'll be some people maybe come or go to some of the, I won't say bars, establishments. If you do that, stay safe, wear your mask, social distance, get your Packer mask or whatever, but please stay safe. So you can witness Devontae Adams, when they stop the game, to bring him and give him the football.
All right, Gary Ellerson, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about for Packers-Lions?
Well, I'm confident that Aaron Jones gets you over 150 total yards.
I think he may get more than that, Gary.
Concerned about Matthew Stafford just going off on the Green Bay Packers if they can't get to him.
I can see that.
Curious. I don't know if I ever did the curious one.
No, we didn't. You can get to it now. Yeah.
I'm curious to see what Lambeau Field looks like on the inside. I mean, I hear they got a lot of
tarps,
advertisement all around the stadium. No Lambeau
Make that
Leap.
Money.
Yeah, right. No Lambeau Leap. So I'm curious to see what that atmosphere looked like at Lambeau Field, because you really think about it, Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packers are the people's team. I mean, they're owned by the people. And I know Steve sometimes said it ain't worth nothing, but it's still. They still own by the people.
That's what I'm curious to see
what that stadium on the inside looks like, and once again, how those guys handle that.
Well, the good news is the bar owners in the area have all said that it's going to be a game day experience like normal for everybody else.
That's what they're saying.
That's going, yeah, because they are closing the parking lots. So you can't get in there to tailgate. The bars, however, are going to have huge tents and huge doings inside and the whole deal. So it sounds like the bars are going to be partying regardless.
Well, it's superspreader.com.
Leroy, did you go to a super spreader? Leroy, you went to a super spreader. Was that at Menominee Falls when you saw my buddies?
Oh, the cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely was.
And
nobody
spreader.
Had no mask on, cuz it was a what benefit.
Superspreader.com is currently registered for development.
I had my dog. Come on now,
My boy sent me the picture. You the only one got a mask on, cuz.
Hey man, hey, I'm gonna follow the CDC who changed the guidelines again. They need to leave that alone, man. Anytime the president coming in town, ain't nobody. Like every day he's up in Mozambique, ain't nobody had no mask on, cuz. Nobody. But that's their right, I guess. Just like it's their right if you want to kneel during the national anthem. Free is free, I guess.
Okay, so confident, concerned, and curious about the Packers heading into Lions.
Steve, because I know you got a bunch of them.
No, not going into this game.
Oh, I know you're concerned. You're concerned about A.J. Dillon getting three carries.
No, my concern was Kenny Clark not playing and being able to still stop Adrian Peterson. in the ground
curious.
Game for the
yeah, you're curious. For, you're
that
curious.
That's my concern. Curious
yeah, right,
is
right,
about
right.
AJ Dillon and yeah, seeing yeah. how many carries he's going to get in this football game. After Matt LaFleur said they wanted to get him more involved in the game action this week, so we'll see how that plays out. And confident that Aaron Rodgers will throw for 350 and three scores in this game against the Lions. Left lane, are Giannis' awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs?
No, it's not.
Leroy.
No, I'm going to, as soon as they get this. The Super Freak MVP shirt, I'm going to get one. I think they're $19 or something like that. I'm getting one. They're going to wear it proud. If you're a Bucks fan, whether or not you understand this, what the award is all about, I can understand y'all trying to be sour. I get it. the barbershop is very upset because they want to go to the finals, at least win a championship in a shortened season. I get that. So if you don't get what you want, do you just take your ball and go home? Or do you say, y'all got to pick me for y'all to use my ball? No. You can use my basketball. I sit here and wait my turn. The MVP is only three guys. Give me those three guys, Steve, who's ever done it.
Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, and Giannis, only three to win defensive player of the year and MVP in same year.
You can't take that away from it. It doesn't diminish it for me because I guess I'm a more optimistic person than some of you guys that got that lemon in y'all mouth because they got beat in the second round by Miami. He's still the MVP. Now, said he gave it to him, Gary, at 8 games after the bubble. Fine, he got it. Okay, they do all the stuff Steve don't want. They got we celebrate. Yay, MVP! Then they get knocked out. You still gonna be mad.
You know, the
mad is mad.
The vote totals on this one, 85 first place votes to only 16 for LeBron. Nobody else had first place votes. Second place votes, 16 for Giannis, 84 for LeBron, 1 for James Harden for second place votes. Third place, fourth place, fifth place votes, none for Giannis. LeBron, somebody voted for third place. I'm guessing they voted Harden second place. And then he had no fourth or fifth. James Harden was third with 64 third place votes, 14 third place votes for Luka, 9 for Kawhi Leonard, 5 for Anthony Davis, 3 for Chris Paul, 1 for Lillard, 2 for the Joker,
you ain't gotta go way down
and 2 for Siakam, all receiving third-place votes in this one.
Yeah. If you're in the top five, that means you're an elite player. But the All-NBA team is amazing. That's like, to me, Gary, All-Pro.
Oh, yeah.
The Pro Bowl, the All-Star game, I mean, anybody made that, it seemed like, I don't know what the rules have been changing. But when you make All-NBA, which Giannis did, that's big, okay? That means you're talking about the top five guys in both sides of the ball. They come up with five guys. Even if you make third team, which I thought Chris Middleton should have made. And Steve, you said something. I think I heard you say the reason why he didn't get it because they played him at the wrong position or something. Because somebody don't.
Middleton would have had enough votes. He would have had enough votes to qualify as a guard. But they played him at small forward all year. Wes Matthews was the off guard. So.
Well, that's his position. There's nothing you can do about that.
Nothing you can do about it. Absolutely
right.
Yeah,
but he should have made 13. And that's just me. Maybe I'm biased. I mean, but I think he should have made 13.
Maybe you're biased.
That would have been – that. I know, right, Steve. That would have been huge. You agree, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely would have been.
That would have been great on his resume because you can't say Giannis ain't playing with nobody if he'd have did that.
Well, he's an all-star, though, still. The return lane, how can Aaron Rodgers how can Aaron Rodgers maintain his offensive numbers from week one, Gary, throughout the rest of the season?
Well, Steve, to me, I just think he's got to remain consistent. Be true to himself. Stay within the game plan. Stay within himself. It works if you work it. And, that's what this game plan has been all about. It feels like he's confident in what Matt LaFleur is doing. He's confident in how the offense is being run. They're 2 years into it. Looks like he's reading defenses. He's hitting his check down. He just got to play the same. I mean, the off-schedule play, you're going to have a couple of those with Rodgers because that's who he is. You don't want to take that away from him. We saw the touchdown pass to Devontae Adams in the corner. We saw the touchdown pass to Lazard. I mean, he put it on. Ain't nobody else in the NFL can do it like Rodgers do when he's hot. Right now, if he can continue to keep that going, this is the revenge tour of 2020. I know Steve had it in last year, but this is it. 2020 MVP season, all that, if he keep it up.
But what's the revenge, though? What is he getting back? Who are we getting back at?
I just like to say it because Steve said that's all.
I know, but he just doing
who's he getting revenge against? Well, this year would be against the organization for drafting Jordan Love, I guess.
The organization gave him more money he's ever had in his whole life.
What does that have to do with anything?
He has a lot
so you're saying he has no reason to have his feelings hurt by them drafting a quarterback because he makes too much money?
Exactly.
Get out of here. That's
they gave him
crazy.
Extension. They, listen to it.
I don't care how rich you are, you can have your feelings hurt. That does not matter.
That sounds like something we tell our kids. My feelings hurt, grown man. You hurt my feelings. Hey, here's an additional $40 million. Hey, you know what? My feelings ain't hurt so much. Stop it.
I don't
think. They gave this man an extension with 2 years on his deal, Steve. They ain't trying to get rid of him.
Okay.
Feelings hurt.
J&J Contractors.
I bet you Jason feeling don't be hurt. You just going to be hurt when you got a hole in your ceiling. Facts.
And you know what? My good friends over at J&J Contractors come over there and pass that hole up for you.
Stop and just say they whatever. I give up.
That's right.
They came over to Steve's house and picked up his basement for him, Roy Lee. And, you know,
yeah,
listen,
he did.
Create some
Jason
little space
the man,
for Steve.
Man.
Yeah. Create some livable space for him. I mean, Steve had that basement down there and needed some extra room. Now, Steve, you know what? I got all these cheering. Y'all sure. Going down to the basement and play some PlayStation, Xbox, or whatever them kids do down there. And they was able to do that. Guys, they can do that and so much more. If you want to renovate your kitchen, they can come over and renovate your kitchen. Countertops, cabinets, they can get all that done too. Get the floor. Listen, you need a new bathroom? They can put a new bathroom in there for you. They can update your existing bathroom that you have. Get it up to date. Complete with that double, with them double sinks, Leroy, with them nice showers that they got right
nice
now.
Nice vanity.
Guys, they can do that. And so much more. Call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
All right, coming up next, Stephen A. Smith just tweeted out a video talking about who he thinks should be the MVP of the league. We'll let you hear that.
Oh, boy.
Coming
like
up next here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Bill Michaels from The Bill Michaels Show weekdays, 10 to 2.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on The Fan. Time to hear from Stephen A. Smith. And I'm anxious to hear what this dude has to say, because this is, would you consider this to be one of your guys, Leroy?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my guy. I texted him earlier today about a different subject, though.
You texted him earlier today about a different subject?
Yeah, about a different subject. I got a new show coming out. I want him to be one of my first guests.
A new show?
Yeah.
What's the new show called?
It's still developing. It's about food, of course.
Really? Hey, Pluck,
sports.
Is this in here, the Stephen A. Smith thing? All right, I think I have it, then. Don't see it that it's labeled, but I think it's it. Yep, I got it. Okay, here we go.
It may be confusing to people, but you got to listen to it.
All right, that's fine. Stay tuned for that. Maybe we'll be talking about brats. Stay tuned. We'll figure it out.
No, I'm talking about what he's about to say.
Oh, okay. Here's Stephen. I thought you were talking about the new show you have coming out. Okay, here is Stephen A. Smith talking about who he thinks should have been MVP. And hint, hint, it's not Giannis.
I understand from a numbers perspective why he would get this award. It was very predictable that it would happen, but he did not get my vote, and I have a vote. I voted for LeBron James. I thought that LeBron James deserved to be league MVP this year. I thought the way he led the Lakers, being the number one seed in the Western Conference, which is superior to the East, I think the way that he has led this team, the way that he has had them buy in from day one of this NBA season, I can't say enough about the leadership that he has exhibited and exuded throughout this year. No matter what personnel, no matter what personalities, or whatever the case may be, him playing alongside Anthony Davis, but still doing the things that he did, leading the league in assists, playing the minutes that he played at age 35, his 17th season in the league. Like I've said on many, many occasions, I could be critical of shot selection from time to time. I could be critical of his three-point shooting. I could be critical of sometimes his hesitancy to get to a free throw line, et cetera, et cetera. But what you can never be critical of is that this man is a superstar personified, and he has never cheated us. Every time he steps into an arena, he's always ready to play. Sometimes he plays better than others, obviously, but he's always in shape. He's always in condition. He's always conditioned, rather. He's always focused. He doesn't cheat us. And I think that when you see the Western Conference that he plays in and the challenges that he had available to him, and knowing that he was gearing for the postseason as well, but still did what he did during the regular season, I don't think there's any question in my mind that LeBron James deserved the MVP. I understand why Giannis got it, because everybody's looking at numbers and the fact that Milwaukee was the number one overall seed. But I never thought that he deserved it over LeBron James this year. To me, LeBron James is my MVP. But I'm happy. Giannis is a good guy, and I wish him nothing but the best.
Oh, that's nice. Nice backhanded compliment on the way out by Stephen
A. See, that's why I say that's confusing.
Yeah. Oh, he's a nice guy, so I'm happy for him, but he didn't deserve it. That all should have been LeBron, because he's an old guy doing a lot of cool stuff. And that pretty much sums it up. Old guy talking about another old guy doing good stuff from Stephen A. I mean, I'm not really all that surprised by it. That's the only take you could possibly have on it is – point out his age and say, look at how everything he did at how old he is. That's remarkable. We haven't seen that done in the NBA at that age, and there's no comeback for it because Giannis isn't 35. So there's nothing you can say in Giannis's defense because he's using age as the driving reason on it. So he wins. Stephen A. Smith wins. So obviously he didn't vote for him. He said he voted for LeBron, but apparently he was in the minority on this one because most voted for Giannis, Leroy.
Yeah, you can use age with Giannis too, saying the youngest guy to put up all these numbers. So it worked both ways. But my thing is, if you're going to be for LeBron, just say all positive things about LeBron. You don't even have to say nothing about Giannis. Just you would have voted. He said, well, he said he did vote for LeBron. And that's what I was telling. I think we talked about this during the pandemic. These guys, when they talk about on these shows and stuff like that, of that nature, they wanted to. This proves my point. They wanted to really vote for LeBron James.
Of course they did. Big market.
But here's why. They knew LeBron James goes to the finals every year. They said, nope, this is the year that Giannis is going to go to the finals or win it. So it would make sense for us to make him the MVP and he win the championship. If they had to do over again, which in hindsight, they would have probably voted for LeBron James because they feel like he's going to be in the finals. And we didn't. They didn't know the Bucks were going to get knocked out. But had they known the Bucks were going to get knocked out, I think that would have shifted the vote. And you heard it from Eric Nave. We're not getting duped like this again. And I was just so shocking to hear that you guys of all know it's a regular season award. And it's okay if you want to vote for LeBron. I mean, that's fine. But the regular season award, and I'm a Laker person, it should have been Giannis unanimously because during the season he dominated. Now the postseason is different. It's just different. Maybe they'll change the rules one day, Steve, in the future when we're old men.
They might, yeah.
To say, hey, man, we're going to just make based on off of this year, 2020, which I can't wait to be over with. We're going to make the MVP take it all the way through the end of the last game. And whoever's playing the best, you got to at least get to the finals for you to be considered. That's going to be unfair to a lot of people. But otherwise, just be happy that Giannis, and I don't care what newspaper that he's reading, that he's the MVP in this uniform. All of his accolades are in this uniform. If he goes somewhere else, he's not going to be two-time MVP because they're going to be mad he went and joined another team. So, Bucks fans, enjoy it.
All right, let's go to Trell on the north side. You're next up with C. Sparky Fifer and Leroy Butler.
Hey, what's going on? Y'all got this flat earth for talking, man.
Man, there you go, this conspiracy theory. Let me hear.
Kyrie wasn't talking.
Yeah, no, we just,
that's what I called him. Twirl, does this diminish anything?
I'm not surprised by Stephen A.
I know, but does this...
Giannis last year.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
He voted for Harden. I mean, some voters just stuck in their ways.
So he voted for Harden last year and LeBron this year, so he just doesn't like Giannis in general, then. He's not going to vote for Giannis anytime.
He ain't going to vote for Giannis.
All right, well, that's fine.
But I do agree with you and Gary about... He did deserve the award, but I think with the postseason, the way it's set up, it did diminish it a little bit. But there's no question he deserved it. I'm just kind of upset with this organization right now, and I'm hoping that the taste in my mouth changes over the next few months because some of these reports I'm reading about things that were coming out of that meeting are just, they're still talking about money, but you're saying you don't care about paying money, but you're still saying you're not going to pursue a guy because of his contract. Like, I can't see how you can put limits on things when you got, like, your franchise pretty much on hold. If Giannis leaves, I mean, the form would be known for concerts.
Exactly.
And, you know, the Cirque du Ringling brothers, that's about all, because it won't be for basketball. So that's my thing on that. But, you know, it's a couple more months in the offseason. We'll see what plays out and what doesn't.
All right, sounds good. Right. Thanks, Trell. I appreciate it.
Thanks for wearing your mask, too, T. That's good of you.
I don't know if it's breaking news, but Rob Domofsky of ESPN has some stuff. Dan Plucker, our executive producer, has it. We both saw it at the same time. on Twitter just a couple of moments ago. It concerns David Bakhtiari's contract extension, Leroy Butler. Here we go. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, so you guys don't remember earlier in the week when we had Bakhtiari on. If you miss it, you can go back on the radio.com app. You can't rewind because it's more than 24 hours away, but you can go and find it there. It's the front page article on the website right now on 1057fmthefan.com. Bakhtiari said that he was aware that Larry Mietunsil was making the most money in the NFL when Leroy asked him about it at the left tackle position, and then said they were not necessarily close to anything. Rob Domofsky in this article said that the Packers and Bakhtiari are about $4 million per year apart on a deal before the season, according to sources familiar with the negotiation, and Bakhtiari is seeking to match or exceed that $22 million per year that Laramie Tunsil is making as the highest paid tackle.
So, I mean, they're asking him to do 17 or 18 a year, and he wants another 4 a year. That is a long ways apart,
I think. No, that's close, man. That's
$4 million a year, a difference is close?
Yeah. Yes, that's close. Because that means you at least you're in the ballpark. Now, if you 10 million away like they did with Bulaga, they're way off. He ain't giving him $10 million. But the Packers see the same thing everybody else see. The analytics part of it shows that he's the best tackle. Okay, and you also see that you have no backup, and you also see that you have no backup, and he's good. Somewhere you got to make another max deal was coming. Kenny Clark was not a max deal. This is a max deal for him. Now, I think now what would happen, Steve, is I think the years may get it done. If David says, you know what, maybe put me on track with Aaron and the head coach and give me a 3-year extension. Now that's the Tunsil deal, $22 million. Now $66 million over 3 years is probably easy to swallow. But if you said if he wants a 5-year deal, now it's over $100 million. I mean, those headlines, they look good for you, but may not look good for the Packers. So to get that done, I thought he was going to say it was maybe $10 or $15 million away of total money. And we don't know that for sure. If it's $4 million, they're closer than I thought. But I knew in his DNA he was happy to be asked about it because you could see he had it ready to go. He had it ready to go, you know, because you don't want to say nothing to all throw yourself off with the team. But you also don't want to say nothing that your agent have to go and backtrack. And you can also say, hey, man, I'm just concentrating on football. Let them handle that. I don't know who his agent is, Steve. That may be something we can look up next week. But 4 years to me, I think that's very close.
$4 million a year. And we don't.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Because you can split it at two and both parties are happy.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, he ain't going to be happy. If he wants Laramie Tunsil's money or more, then he's not going to settle for being second highest paid or third highest paid at his position. He wants to be tied for the highest paid at his position or be the highest paid at his position. As he should. You're darn right he should. No question. Yeah.
But I think if that number is $22 million, they offer you like $21.5 or $20 million.
Well,
and you get a lot of guarantee, then they just won't sign him. I mean, he'll have to go somewhere else to get the other $2 million.
And I think he's gonna push it like he wants to. And I don't blame him. Sighted Sound Solutions with the internet.
You better get it, or you're gonna be working on the radio.
With the internet more important than ever, he can come work here. People working from home and kids home doing online learning, they can help. He won't make that type of money though. Get AT&T fiber internet for $39.99 for your home. And introducing the new AT&T TV. Now check this stuff out. Stream your channel package. Okay. DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings. I like the word unlimited. Access to over 40,000 titles on demand. 40,000 is a lot of stuff. Access to over 5,000 different apps. I couldn't name you 5,000 different apps. AT&T TV Choice Package and the internet for under $89 a month. And yes, with the Choice Package, it does include Fox Sports Wisconsin. Sight and Sound Solutions are saving people money on a monthly basis and offering $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. And I'm here to tell you, you can use those wherever Visa is accepted. There is no tricks. You don't have to use it with Sight and Sound. You don't have to use it with AT&T. You don't have to use it with DirecTV or anybody else. Use it wherever Visa is accepted. My guy Al has been doing it for a long time. I've been with him for a long time with my DirecTV. It's amazing.
I love my deal, and I love everything that Ale's been able to do from a customer service standpoint. For existing customers, call them today to work on a new deal, 262-754-1500, 262-754-1500, Sight and Sound Solutions. That's Al over there, 262-754-1500.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Leroy Butler, and this guy here, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, as the Packers get ready to take on the Lions coming up on Sunday at noon. Once the game goes final, Bill Michaels, Gary Ellerson will take your calls on the Green and Gold postgame show Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6 on the Fan. Here is Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Do you expect Patricia and the Lions to say, we have to figure out a way not to let 17 beat us? And then what's the counter move for you as a play caller to make sure you can still get him the touches and the opportunities he needs? How does that work, that cat and mouse?
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate guessing game. But just going against him in the past, I've got a lot of respect for what he's been able to accomplish throughout his career. And shoot, I mean, like I said earlier in the week, they gave us everything we could handle a year ago. So I know they're going to have a great plan for us. And then we've got to be able to adjust if they are trying to take Devontae out. I mean, we are going to have to try to put him in different positions to help maybe try to get him open. But, you know, that's just an ongoing adjustment, kind of to your words, a cat and mouse game throughout the game.
Jim Mazarski.
Hey, Matt. Along those lines with Devontae, it's if you can recall back to Julio's workload, I guess, when you guys got to Atlanta, is that a lot for a receiver, or is it different than say a running back getting 20 touches? You know what I mean? Is the receiver workload just different in your view in terms of how many targets, catches they get?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, they're typically not taking the same type of shots. I think running between the tackles has a different feel than catching a ball outside. And shoot, sometimes you may catch a ball and not get hit, whether you're scoring a touchdown or you know, there's certainly instances where you catch the ball on the sideline and you may run out of bounds or whatever, where you're not getting as physical. But that's certainly something that we're always mindful of, is making sure that we know this is a marathon, not a sprint. So we need our guys to be healthy throughout the duration of the season for us to get to where we want to go.
Aaron Nagler.
Coach, I know it's a next man up league, but it's not like you guys have a next man, anything like Kenny. He's such a special player. Who do you need to step up on Sunday to fill that void?
I think it's a collective chore. I think everybody needs to step up, and in particularly at the D-line position. You know, I don't think we played great last week right there, and I know these guys are hungry. I know they're ready to get back out on the field and prove that that wasn't their best performance.
Chancellor Johnson.
Hey, Coach. I apologize if you've been already asked this earlier in the week, but obviously coaches have to wear masks on the sideline. What has that been like on a game day, and how have you adjusted to that as far as communication-wise?
To be honest, it really isn't that big of a challenge. I think the challenge is sometimes you get so wrapped up in the game that you don't even realize, you know, you may have taken it off to get a drink of water. I have noticed that the more you wear a mask, it seems the more thirsty I am. It just has a way of drying out your mouth. But, you know, you're so focused on the game that I really don't think it's that big of an issue. You know, I know that when I'm calling plays, or Pat's calling plays, or a lot of these guys around the league are calling plays, you don't really need to cover your mouth when you have your mask on, but we're all creatures of habit. And, you know, the call sheet tends to go up right in front of your face. So I think my point is that I don't even think you realize it's there half the time.
Anything else for Coach? Go ahead, Jason.
Watching you on the sideline, did you think of that at some point during the game, that I don't have to put my card in front of my – it almost looked like you put it in front of your mouth at one point and then said, oh, I don't need to do that, I've got the mask on. Is that true?
there may have been that conversation at some point. You know, it just, it's kind of like, you know, in the moment you're like, what am I doing? But, you know, like I said, we're creatures of habit, and that's typically what we do is put the call sheet in front of the mouth.
All right. Thanks for your time.
There he is, Matt LaFleur, talking earlier today to the media as they get ready for Packers and Lions on Sunday. Wow. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to be able to watch the game because we have youth baseball on Sunday, doubleheader. So I won't be able to watch the game live. So I'll have to record it and watch it on Sunday night like I did last week.
But stay off of social media.
Well, that doesn't even matter. Because last week at the game, I had some dude watching our team as well. So he's somebody's grandpa or something. Had his phone out, watching the Packer game on his phone. I literally walked away and stood on the other side of the field to get away from him. So I didn't have to hear the score. Yeah. It's impossible to get away from the Packers score. Meanwhile, the Brewers get no hit and not one word is mentioned the entire time by anybody around me. For the, what was it, 6 hours we were out there. Not one word. Had no idea. Not a clue. Nobody even brought it up or mentioned it at all. Packers, man, they wouldn't shut up. Brewers, no clue that they got no hit by the Cubs at that point. The one thing that everybody talks about, though, Leroy, is Uptown Ford.
Uptown Ford, guys. This is what I want you to do. Go to UptownMotorCars.com. They got some great used vehicles. If you have a teenager that's looking for his first car, a young lady, a young man looking for his first car, they got some great used cars over there. They're all certified, and their service department is just fantastic. And you can, they're located at 2111, so 2111 North Mayfair Road. It's Uptown Ford. And when you get there, just go in there and just say, Leroy Butler sent me over here, and I want to buy a nice Ford or Lincoln, because guess what, guys? Guess what? It's truck month, okay? And to be honest with you, it's truck month year-round with the F-150. It's one of my favorite vehicles. But now, Steve, they still got me in there because they wanted to get me out of it, to get me into something else. But I love this Explorer. This Explorer, I have. If you want to go really fast, I got that ST model that you and Garrett, because y'all have lead feet. But
sure.
I drive really slow. I stay in the right lane.
Yeah, you're like Grandpa Butler driving down the road.
I'm really scared. And hey, listen, I can't get them my money for tickets. So I just take my time, five over. That's what I do. But they have a nice cruising model. And it's very, it got all the gadgets in it. It's just truly amazing. And I didn't even notice, but my daughter hooked her phone up into the car in a USB cord. And it had like CarPlay in there. And it just kind of, the car takes over with her phone, and it was all synchronized. It's just so much technology. So I want you to go over there. But if you can't go over there, give them a phone call, 414-771-9000, and tell the young lady, Leroy Butler told me to call. I need to come in for a test drive. Here's the times I can go. She'll set you up with a nice salesman or sales young lady. They'll take good care of you. And again, you got about 10 days left. Buy a car or a truck, Uptown Ford, you automatically qualify and get a signed jersey. I'm going to randomly go over there. We're going to just select somebody. I'm going to pick the phone up, and you're going to win a signed jersey. Don't wait till I get in the Hall of Fame and be scrambling around looking for jerseys. Go get a car or a truck, and then you can get out of a chance to get the jersey for free. We all like free stuff. That's Uptown Ford. Go over there today.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Beauforting Buzz of the Day definitely is Giannis winning back-to-back MVPs today, Leroy. Skip Bayless now weighing in simply with a tweet that says LeBron James should have won MVP. So now we have Skip Bayless on one network saying LeBron should have won. Stephen A. Smith on the other network saying LeBron should have won. And thank God we don't have to listen to either one of them tomorrow, because we'll have football this weekend. And hopefully by Monday, this won't be a topic because the NFL will be king. We can only pray that's what's going to happen. All right, coming up next, we will hear get the wrap-up of the Wendy's Big Show. And then it's Tim Allen. Straight ahead, Palo Windows and Doors of
Wisconsin.
How about
them Cowboys,
On Deck Show.
How about them Cowboys?
That'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show today. Served up hot and fresh from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Don't forget Gary and Bill after the Packer game on Sunday with the Green and Gold postgame show from 3 to 6 here on The Fan. Up next, Tim Allen, Pella, Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, On Deck Show, talking about the Brewers and the Royals. I expect a sweep. There, I said it. Goodbye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.